Sairam children, welcome to this week's Children's Hour.
And we are glad to host it for you from our studios in Prashanthi Nilayam.
Hope you all have been good since we met you last. Oh, I'm sure all have been.
And children, we had a wonderful week here last week. You know, we had almost 100 children in our studios.
And they were all presenting programs live from our studios. And how well they all did. They spoke beautifully, sang wonderfully, and of course, staged amazing dramas.
You children are so very talented. What more can we say? In fact, even the theme music for the children's broadcast was sung by them.
Oh, it was so very beautiful. And I think we must play it for all our children and our dear listeners.
Wasn't that simply beautiful, children? Ganesh, when you hear those children, what is the one quality you feel is evident?
I don't know about others, but when I hear that, the first quality that comes to my mind is purity.
Oh, very true, Ganesh. I felt the same too. All you children are so very pure. In fact, children, we all are very, very pure.
And that is because we are all children of God. Aren't we? But then, why do we fight? Why do we sometimes get angry and even hurt others? That's very bad, children. We should never cause harm to others.
Always remember what Swami says, help ever, hurt never. But coming back to the point, if we all are so pure, why then do we cease to be pure as we grow up? Swami gives a beautiful explanation for that, you know?
Oh, really, Prem? What is that? That'll be very interesting to know.
Once a student asked Swami why he was getting impure thoughts and why does he feel he is not as pure as Swami when he is Swami's child after all. Swami picked up his handkerchief. You know about the handkerchiefs that Swami uses, isn't it, Ganesh?
Yes, Prem. They are soft cotton kerchiefs, as white as snow.
As white as snow. Could not have been described better. So Swami picked up one of those pure white kerchiefs and told the student showing that piece of cloth, your mind is like this white cloth. It is very, very pure. But what happens when I start using the kerchief? It will get stained, isn't it? So also, you have to use your mind that is as pure as this kerchief every day for your activities in daily life. Just like this kerchief gets stained, your mind also gets stained with usage.
Oh, that's a very interesting comparison, isn't it, children? Sorry to interrupt you. Go on. What else did Swami say, Prem?
Oh, it's okay, Ganesh. Swami then continued, what do I do when these white handkerchiefs get soiled? I give it to a dhobi, don't I? Similarly, give your soiled minds to the dhobi. And that dhobi who can return your minds to its pure state is God.
Wow, simply beautiful. So Swami is the dhobi for our minds. When we take our minds to Swami, or in other words, concentrate or meditate upon God, our minds will get purified automatically.
And there is a very sweet, simple and exciting tool that Swami has given all of us to do that.
Oh yes, I know what it is, Prem. It's bhajans.
Bingo!
Not bingo, Prem. It's bhajans.
It is bhajans indeed. I said bingo to say that you got it right.
Yes, children. Bhajans is a beautiful way to give our minds to God and allow Him to purify them. And I am sure all of you know to sing bhajans. I can just hear or listen to some of you singing or saying no.
No problem, children. How would it be if we taught you a bhajan in the children's hour?
Oh, that would be amazing, isn't it? Yes. And that is exactly what we are going to do. We are going to have a live bhajan class for all of you. We have two madams from the primary school who are going to teach all of you and a few wonderful children who are here in the studio a beautiful bhajan.
So children, listen carefully and learn to sing this bhajan joyfully. Over now to the special children's hour bhajan classroom.
Sai Ram children.
Sai Ram.
You know, you love to sing bhajans?
Yes,
ma'am. All of us love to sing bhajans, isn't it? Because we get connected to the Lord, isn't it? Why do you sing bhajans, Parthiv?
Ma'am, because we want to make Swami happy.
Very good. And we derive what makes you feel? What is the feeling you have when you sing a bhajan?
It pleases God.
It pleases God. And how do you feel? We feel very blissful, isn't it?
Yes.
Anandam. We derive anandam. And Bhagwan always used to say, Namasmarana is the very easiest path to reach God. Isn't it? You must have heard from your elders that Kali Yuga, your Namasmarana takes you very close to God and it is very easy to merge with God. All such things you must have heard, isn't it? Now, how do you know that Bhagwan is enjoying your bhajan or enjoys bhajans? Once you know what happened, you remember, Madam Vijayalakshmi?
Yes, I remember.
One day we were in the interview room with Bhagwan and very abruptly Bhagwan got up and we were all upset that, you know, Swami is getting up. You know, whenever you sit with Swami, you would like to continue to sit with Him and talk to Him because it is blissful form we are enjoying, isn't it? So abruptly He got up and we were all very upset. And you know what Bhagwan had to say?
Yes, I remember very well. Swami was saying, the bhajans had just begun. And Swami said, they are calling me. I have to go to the prayer hall. Boys, what do you think made Bhagwan stop the interview abruptly and want to go to the prayer hall? Why did Swami do it?
They sang bhajans very well.
Then?
They sang with a lot of feelings.
Yes. They sang with a lot of feelings. Yes. That is called bhava in Sanskrit. So Swami was just drawn towards the prayer hall. When we sing bhajans, you have to remember three things. One is bhava, that is a feeling that you said. The other one is raga, the tune. And the tala, the beat. So when you sing a bhajan, you have to think of the bhava, raga and tala. The tala should be perfect, the tune should be correct, your pronunciation should be correct, and you should sing with a lot of feeling, a lot of love for God. When you sing with a lot of love for God, what happens? He'll be drawn towards you. Wherever you are, you sing a bhajan, Swami will say, oh, they are singing bhajans, I have to be there. Isn't it?
Yes. So today we would like to sing a bhajan on Shiva. We'll glorify Shiva. You all like Shiva? Can you give some names of Shiva?
Shambhu.
Another name?
Maheshwara.
Very good.
Shankar.
Shankar.
Mahadeva.
Bholenath. Loknath.
Yes. Just like Shiva, even Parvati has different name. Parvati Devi, Uma Devi, Gauri, isn't it? Girija, because she is the consort of Shiva. Girijapati. Shiva is called Girijapati. So this bhajan we are going to learn about Shiva. Shiva has different names also. Jata Jutadhari is called. Isn't it? When you think of Shiva, when you sing any bhajan, in fact, we should be, you know, focusing on the form of that Lord. That form is so beautiful. Of course, we have seen our Lord in physical form. So we can think of Shiva as Swami. Swami is only Shiva, isn't it? But Shiva, when you think of Shiva, you will be reminded of the snowy mountains, Jata Jutadhari. Then you have the Damaru, isn't it?
Have you seen a picture of Lord Shiva?
Yes.
How does he look like?
He has a third eye. Yes. He has a third eye. The yes. Ganga flows out of his...
Very good. Then...
He has a crescent moon on his head.
Yes. Then
he has a trishul in his hand.
Trishula in his hand. Very good. Very good. What does he wear? The skin of a tiger. So, when you sing a song on Lord Shiva, you should picturize the form of Lord Shiva. Yes? So, and the various names that are sung in the bhajan. And you should have love for that form and sing. Okay?
And today, what bhajan we have chosen, you know, this bhajan is sung by Bhagavan himself. And it is about Lord Shiva. And I will tell you the words and you follow them, okay? He Shiva Shankara.
He Shiva Shankara.
Namami Shankara.
Namami Shankara.
Shiva Shankara Shambho.
Shiva Shankara Shambho.
He Girijapati.
He Girijapati.
Bhavani Shankara.
Bhavani Shankara.
Shiva Shankara Shambho.
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 Now, when you say, Hey Shiva Shankara, you call out to your mother, isn't it? When you want something from your mother, Mummy, you say, isn't it like that? You are calling Lord Shiva. You are saying, Hey Shiva Shankara. Namami Shankara, you are offering your pranams to Shiva. Namami Shankara. Shiva Shankara Shambho. Hey Girijapati. You are addressing Girijapati. He is called Girijapati. Hey Girijapati. Bhavani Shankara. Bhavani is another name for Goddess Parvati. Uma Devi, Gauri Devi, we just now discussed, isn't it? Bhavani Shankara. Shiva Shankara Shambho. Shiva Shankara Shambho. Three times in, it goes in different variations. Okay? Shall we start singing the bhajan? Yes, are you very eager to learn?
Yes, ma'am.
He Shiva Shankara, Namami Shankara, Shiva Shankara Shambho.
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 He Girija. Shambho.
Shiva Shankara 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 Shambho.
Sai Shiva Shankara Shambho.
Sai Shiva Shankara Shambho.
He Shiva Shankara, Namami Shankara, Shiva Shankara Shambho.
He Shiva Shankara, Namami Shankara, Shiva Shankara Shambho.
He Girijapati Bhavani Shankara.
He Girijapati Bhavani Shankara.
Bhavani Shankara.
Bhavani Shankara.
He Girijapati Bhavani Shankara. Shiva Shankara Shambho.
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 Sai Shiva Shankara Shambho.
Shiva Shiva Shankara Namami Shankara Shiva Shankara Shambho.
Did you like it?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, can
well
I
done,
ask
boys. It's very good. Very, very well sung. Now, ma'am, shall we ask one boy to sing the bhajan?
Sure. Who would like to sing? We'll say one line will be sung by one brother, okay?
हे शिव शंकर नमामि शंकर शिव शंकर शंभो
से नमामि ओके नमामि ने नमामि शंकर
सिंग अगेन
हे शिव शंकर नमामि शंकर शिव शंकर शंभो
नेक्स्ट लाइन यू कैन
से हे मेरी जापति भवानी शंकर
ओपन योर माउथ ओके
हे गिरिजापति हे गिरिजापति भवानी शंकर शिव शंकर शंभो शिव शंकर शंभो शिव शंकर शंभो साई शिव शंकर शंभो Sai Shiva Shankara Shambho.
Very good.
Listen, when you say Shiva Shankara Shambho, you should, you know, sing it with force. Because, Ashwin, when you sing it with force. That Shiva Shankara Shambho, the last two lines. Sing together now.
Shiva Shankara Shambho. Shiva Shankara Shambho.
Well done. Very good.
Shall we sing the song once again, all of us together?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Shiva Shankara Namami Shankara Shiva Shankara Shambho. Hey, Shiva Shankara Namami Shankara Shiva Shankara Shambho. Shambho Shiva Shankara Shambho Sai Shiva Shankara Shambho Sai Shiva Shankara Shambho He Shiva Shankara Namami Shankara Shiva Shankara Shambho गिरिजापति भवानी शंकर गिरिजापति भवानी शंकर भवानी शंकर भवानी शंकर हे गिरिजापति भवानी शंकर गिरिजापति भवानी शंकर शिव शंकर शंभो शिव शंकर शंभो Shiva Shankara Shambho Sai Shiva Shankara Shambho Sai Shiva Shankara Shambho Shiva Shankara Namami Shankara Shiva Shankara Shambho.
Children, do you want to listen to this song in Swami's golden voice?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Hey Shiva Shankara Namami Shankara Shiva Shankara Shambho. Shiva Shankara Namami Shankara Shiva Shankara. Hey Girijapati Bhavani Shankara.
Girijapati Bhavani Shankara.
Shiva Shankara Shambho. Shiva Shankara Shambho, Shiva Shankara Shambho. Hey Shiva Shankara Namami Shankara Shiva Shankara Shambho. Hey Girijapati Bhavani Shankara. Hey Girijapati
Bhavani Shankara.
Shiva Shankara Shambho. Shiva Shankara Shambho, Shiva Shankara Shambho. Hey Shiva Shankara Namami Shankara Shiva Shankara Shambho.
That was the golden voice of Bhagwan. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want to learn more bhajans?
Yes, ma'am.
So shall we meet sometime later?
Yes, ma'am.
Sai Ram, children.
Sai Ram, ma'am.
And that was a very refreshing bhajan class, wasn't it, children? Let us thank our teachers, Prasuna Madam and Vijayalakshmi Madam, and students from the primary school for helping us learn that beautiful bhajan.
Yes, of course. But we are not made up of the mind alone, isn't it, Ganesh? Because all that we spoke now was about purifying the mind. We have a body too. What is the purity to the what is purity to the mind is health to the body, isn't it? So as much as it is important to keep the mind pure, it is also important to keep the body healthy, isn't it, children?
And how do we do that? What to do to keep the body pure and healthy? But before all that, you know, Prem, a friend of mine bought a brand new car.
Oh, okay. Was it an expensive car?
Oh, very expensive one. A shining, stunning looking car.
He must be zipping across the roads, isn't it?
No, Prem. He has locked it up in his garage and never takes it out.
What? Why would anyone do that? Buy a good car that also looks good and not use it?
And he says that the car is so precious that he will never take it out. That way the car will never get damaged or worn out.
I am sorry to say, Ganesh, your friend is not as intelligent as you are. You should tell him that keeping the car in the garage is not using it and not using it will harm the car pretty much the same.
Yes, 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 children. What should you do to make the best use of the car? You should use it. Drive it on the roads. It is meant for that. But you only have to ensure that you use it in a way that it is meant to be used.
You clean it regularly, oil it when necessary, fill air in the tires when necessary, and take it to a mechanic who will do a regular service once in a while, right?
In the same way, this body too is like an efficient machine that God has given us. There is no point in keeping it inactive, but at the same time, we should know how to take good care of it.
So what is the equivalent to filling air in tires, oiling the vehicle and taking it for service when it comes to our bodies? That is what our doctor is going to tell us. A quick roundup of how to overall take care of our health. That is what Dr. Lata Shree from the General Hospital is going to tell us today. Over to the doctor now.
Om Shri Sai Ram. offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children. Children, to enjoy good physical and mental health throughout your life, it is important to develop certain good habits from a very tender young age. And these good habits will give you good health. As Swami says, everything is reaction, reflection and resound. And good health is also a result of good habits practiced every day throughout your life. And these have to be inculcated at a very young age. One of the good habits is you have to get up early in the morning. You can keep an alarm, and as soon as the alarm bell rings, you must immediately wake up. You should not say, I'll sleep for 10 more minutes, I'll get up a little later, nothing is going to happen. If you keep on postponing like this, you will develop the bad habit of procrastination, and this will make you lazy. And laziness is one of our biggest enemies. So get up early in the morning. And the first thing as soon as you get up is to pray to God to take care of you throughout the day. And next thing is you have to finish off your morning ablutions as soon as you get up in the morning. It is said, early bird catches the prey. If you get up early in the morning, you will have plenty of time for yourself and you can plan your activities well and go about all your activities in an unhurried way, and you will have plenty of time for yourself. And early morning is the best time to engage yourself in some sort of physical activity, say jogging, walking, yogasanas or aerobics, and combine this with a few times of pranayama and also do a small session of meditation. I have taught you the technique of Jyoti meditation, and we also discussed in detail the medical and other benefits of meditation. And Swami says Brahma Muhurtam, that is before 6 a.m. in the morning, is the best time to do meditation. Early morning is also the best time for you all to study, because your body and mind are fresh and you are able to concentrate better, memorize well, understand well and reproduce them better. And another important thing in the morning is to brush your teeth and take time to brush your teeth. And every time you brush your teeth, always remember to clean your tongue, preferably with a tongue cleaner, and also gently massage your gums. This oral care is very important, and have a good thorough bath, taking care to clean every part of the body. And as Swami says, just as you clean your body with soap and water, you can cleanse your mind by chanting the Gayatri Mantra while you are having your bath. Another good habit in the morning is to have a good wholesome breakfast, and children must drink a big glass of milk in the morning. If you skip your breakfast or if you don't have a good breakfast, what happens is you will feel tired and weak throughout the day, your energy levels will be low, you can get a headache, and if this becomes a habit, you will even develop gastritis. That is, you will have burning sensation in the chest and stomach, and this can give you serious problems and may require treatment later in your life. So to kick start the day, have a good wholesome breakfast. And before every meal, you must remember to pray. You should chant the food prayer. The best prayer is Brahmarpanam. By chanting Brahmarpanam, you can ensure three kinds of purity. That is, Patra Shuddhi, purity of the utensils in which the food is cooked. Then Padartha Shuddhi, purity of the ingredients used for cooking. And also Paka Shuddhi, the purity of the process of cooking itself. So the food becomes blessed and it becomes prasadam and it will nourish us. And while eating, you should not watch TV. You must slowly eat, you must chew the food well while eating, and you must also avoid talking while eating. In between your meals, it is best to avoid snacks like pastries, pizza, burger or chips, because you will not feel hungry and you will not do justice to your meal when you snack in between. So keep a set time aside for evening snacks. And also remember to drink at least 10 big glasses of water every day, and whenever your bladder is full, immediately empty the bladder. Don't postpone urination, because this can give you stasis and urinary infection. And when you come back home in the evening, you must have some healthy snack instead of junk food, and also have a glass of milk. And evening time is the best time for you to engage yourself in some outdoor activity like sports or games, instead of sitting in front of the TV or playing endlessly computer and video games. I have already told you the adverse effects of these endless hours of TV viewing and also computer use on your eyes and also the brain, and remember all this. You can watch TV, of course, but you know, you should have a set limited time and you should not exceed this time, and you should not watch unnecessary programs and keep on wasting your time. And evening, before you sit for your homework and studies, again pray to God. The best and the simple prayer is to pray to God to speak through you, think through you, study through you, work through you. And this through me technique is a very simple form of prayer, and you can do everything as an offering to God when you follow this technique. Swami says, three things which are responsible for disease, that is dis-ease, are hurry, worry and curry. You can eliminate hurry by getting up early in the morning, so that you avoid all tension and anxiety. And you can eliminate worry by offering all that you do to God, so that God will take care of all the activities and you need not worry at all. And the curry aspect you can eliminate by having good, balanced, wholesome diet every day, which includes carbohydrates, proteins, fats, minerals and vitamins. So for you children, a typical meal should be carbohydrate in the form of rice or chapatis, and the protein source is the dal or the pulses and soya that you have to eat every day. Also, you can have little ghee to provide you with the fat that is required in the diet, and include lots of vegetables in the diet every day. And the best type of snack to have in the evening is to have a fruit every day. These are some of the things which, when followed regularly, will give you good physical health. And the dinner time should be the family time together. All the family members should have the supper together, and you should have an early supper so that you can retire to bed early. As children, you all need about 8 hours of good restful sleep every day, so it is very important that you go to bed early. There should be a gap of at least an hour between your supper and the bedtime. And in this time, don't drink coffee or tea. You can have a cup of warm milk, and don't watch television or read some exciting books in this period, because that can interfere with your sleep and disturb your sleep. The best thing would be, before going to bed, to sit on your bed and pray to God for the gift of the day that God had given you, and also thank God for all that He has given you and for taking care of you. And you can recite any of the bedtime prayers that you know of. And Swami says it is best to chant the Gayatri Mantra before going to bed. These are some of the things which you have to do every day. And apart from all this, hygiene is also very important. And one important aspect of hygiene is to wash your hands thoroughly every day, as many times as possible, with soap and water. And you have to take care to wash the back of your hands as well, and then dry them thoroughly. Frequent hand washing, especially after ablutions, before having your food, and whenever you go out and come back home, will ensure that diseases like diarrhea, dysentery, common cold, flu are all prevented. And you should also carry a handkerchief. Whenever you sneeze or cough, you should cover your mouth so that you don't spread bacteria around. And these are some of the simple things which, when practiced from a very young age, every day, will help you to enjoy good health, physical and mental and also spiritual. And it is said early to bed and early to rise will make you healthy, wealthy and wise. Jai Sai Ram.
As always, that talk was very informative and it also had a lot of practical tips for us. But children, if the mind is like the cloth we give to the dhobi and the body like a car we drive in, doesn't that mean that these are our possessions, the things which we own?
Yes, Ganesh. That is why we often refer to them as instruments. So, if I'm driving a car, I as a person gets into the car, right?
Yes. Which means you are different from the car. You go into the car, use it for a while and then come out of the car. Let's say that the car is not your own. It is a taxi or a cab.
In that case, let us put it this way. I want to go to Delhi to a friend's house. Then I will take a cab from here to the airport. Then I will get out of the cab and get into an aeroplane.
And after reaching Delhi, you will come out of the plane and get into another cab and reach your destination. So, you travel through different vehicles to reach your destination. Now children, didn't we say that our body is like a car or a vehicle? Then who are we if we travel in the vehicle called the body, using the instrument called the mind?
That is a very important question indeed. But why do we have to explain when we have a better means to understand it? A mother explained this to a child in a very, very interesting way.
Oh, then we should listen to that and learn from there. Come on, children. Our Sumana madam is telling us about that interesting conversation.
Children, today I am going to tell you about an interesting conversation. A little girl came running to her mother. What was she bursting to tell? Mom, can you solve this riddle for me? Mummy said, well, my darling, I will try. The little girl asked her riddle. What is it that can speak any language in the world, but does not speak until spoken to, and it's sometimes strong and sometimes weak? Mother blinked and said, it must be very clever, can speak any language, you say, and very polite too, does not speak until spoken to. I wonder. Anyway, you tell me the answer. It's an echo, the little girl shrieked. Mummy was impressed. That's a very clever riddle. I enjoyed that. Now it's my turn to ask you a riddle. What is it that weapons cannot cut? Fire cannot burn it. Water cannot make it wet. And the air cannot make it dry. Guess? The little girl pondered. Mom, if weapons cannot cut it and fire cannot burn it, then it must be something indestructible. and waterproof on top of it. Please, please tell me, what can it be? Now I'm really very curious. The mother answered, "It's the soul, also known as the Atman." The little girl now got very curious. If the soul is indestructible, then what happens to it when a person dies? And what happens to the body when a person dies? Her questions were like a rapid round in a quiz. Seeing her so inquisitive, her mother continued, "In order to make you understand the relationship of the soul with the body, let me take the example of the wooden puppet Pinocchio. If we want Pinocchio, the wooden puppet, to be alive, to be able to behave like us, then Pinocchio will have to be provided with some highly specialized equipments. Let me begin with the tongue. Pinocchio will have to have a tongue with which he will be able to experience different tastes, such as sweet, bitter, sour, salty, right? Then going up the face from the tongue, we come to the nostrils. Pinocchio can now smell different types of fragrances and odors, and the aroma of his favorite dish. Okay, let's go further up the face. We come to the eyes. Pinocchio will now acquire the power of vision. That will enable him to see different types of shapes and colors. The eyes are like lenses of cameras, capturing the view before it. Next to the eyes are the ears. Without the ability to hear, Pinocchio will not be able to learn how to speak. His ability to communicate with people will be restricted. So without the hearing ability of the ears, Pinocchio will not be able to listen to the sound of music. In the wilds, he will not be able to hear the cries of animals. So the ears are like microphones capturing sound. So child, we have talked about the tongue, the nostrils, the eyes and the ears. One more from amongst the five highly specialized equipments is still to be considered. Can you tell me what it can be? The little girl replied, "Something to do with touch." Mother beamed, "Yes, you are absolutely right. Touching by the skin provides information such as cold or hot, sharp or blunt, hard or rough or soft, right? These five equipments are known as the organs of perception, or Jnanendriyas. These five organs of perceptions gather information or knowledge relating to taste, smell, vision, sound and touch." The girl was eager to learn more. She asked, "Mummy, are there any more equipments besides these five organs of perception?" Mother replied, "Oh yes. Again, to make the explanation very simple, I will relate an incident from the life of Pinocchio. One day, Pinocchio was very naughty and did not want to listen to his mother. So his mother scolded him, and Pinocchio got very cross. Now my child, answer me. Can Pinocchio get angry with the help of his skin? Or can he get angry with his ears? Obviously not. Pinocchio will have to be provided with another instrument, the mind, to take care of his emotional needs. Another day, Pinocchio was very helpful to his mother. And upon being praised by his mother, he was feeling very happy. So the mind was feeling the emotion of happiness now. This mind is also an equipment, but it is not visible, and therefore it is called subtle. The mind's work is far more specialized and complex than the five organs of perception. In fact, without the mind, the organs of perception will become powerless. And yet, there is still one more highly specialized equipment, without which Pinocchio will be greatly handicapped in life. One day, Pinocchio was at school, and it was the maths class. The teacher wanted to test the pupils and ask them to spot an error. And on the blackboard he wrote, 2 plus 2 is equal to 5. Many of the pupils raised their hands to point out to the teacher that 2 plus 2 makes 4 and not 5. These pupils demonstrated the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. Now, for doing the job of distinguishing or discriminating between right and wrong, Pinocchio will have to be provided with a highly specialized equipment, the intellect. It is subtler than the mind, and it can be trained to tell what is right and what is wrong in the spiritual and social fields connected with ethics, justice, behavior, speech, etc. So now we have learnt about the organs of perception, the mind, and the intellect. So we can refer to these equipments as BMI, body, mind, intellect. The BMI equipments are attached to the body. But can any equipment run without power of electricity? No. Neither can electricity be seen, but only its effects can be seen through the equipment. Similarly, it is the indwelling, unseen soul that powers these BMI equipments to function. Soul or the Atman is like the battery. The body can remain functioning even when some of these equipments are damaged. The body can function without the power of vision or the power of hearing in the ears. A person can be mentally challenged and still be living. Another can be brain damaged but still be alive, because the presence of the indwelling soul keeps it alive. Child, this soul passes unchanged from baby to childhood, from childhood to youth, to middle age to old age. The soul is not killed when the physical body is killed. But just like a man replaces his worn out clothes and acquires new clothes, in the same way, the soul also separates from the worn out body and enters into another new body. Okay. When we buy a new gadget, like your iPad or washing machine or a laptop, an instruction manual comes with it, telling how to make the best use of the gadget or equipment. Similarly, there is an instruction manual that tells us how to make the best use of the BMI equipments, the body, mind, and intellect equipments. This is what we refer to as the Bhagavad Gita, the instruction manual for our life, the holy book which contains the words of the Lord. So children, after hearing this lovely conversation, aren't you too interested in knowing several secret treasures revealed by our Lord? Okay, with this, I take leave. Sai Ram children.
And how did you like that story, children? How did you like the whole program today?
We learned a lot of important lessons today, didn't we? We learned how to keep the mind clean by doing bhajans, how to keep the body healthy, and also how we have in us a subtle part called the soul, which we really are. But did you all find it too complicated, children?
Oh, no problem, children. To remain pure and to remain as a favorite child of God, you have to do a very few simple things. If you keep them in mind, that's enough. What are they?
Never, never hurt anyone. First of all, physically. You should not hit or cause pain to anyone, person, animal, or even insect. Keep this always in mind, children.
Next, try as much as possible not to hurt anyone with your words. Speak softly and lovingly. Use the words please, thank you, and sorry more in your speech.
And lastly, when you have an opportunity to help someone, do help. Nothing will make Swami happier than that.
And remember all these tips, children. Then you can be happy always and be very dear to Swami.
With that, children, it is time for us to say good night.
And we are going to leave you with another song where children have lent their beautiful voice. Take care, children. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, children, till we meet you all next week, that is, on Children's Hour at 7:30.
Thank you. से धड़कन तुआ सांसों में बसती है तू मेरी माँ
नजरों में भी तू है ख्यालों में तू है तेरे बिना रह न पाएंगे नजरों में भी तू है ख्यालों में तू है तेरे बिना रह न पाएंगे
साईं माँ प्यारी
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Science Thursday Live.
Radio Science Thursday Live.
Devotion to thee.